This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here is a housing tidbit upon which to gnaw for a bit. Existing home sales in this economy were down 23% in the first half of the year from the same period in 2022. That data comes to us courtesy of the National Association of Realtors. And here's the thing about people staying put like that. They don't hire movers or lead paint inspectors or maybe even buy regular paint to touch up a hallway or something. Stephanie Hughes is on the Marketplace desk of businesses adjacent to the stalled housing market for us today.
Ted Jarbo has been moving pianos on the East Coast since the late 70s, though he has never learned to play.
Absolutely not. I don't have any time.
Jarbo's company is based in Central Maryland, and he says the last few years were super busy.
You know, the pandemic caused people to stay at home, do renovation, get rid of pianos, move them out, and that was a big factor.
Others took up the ivories and moved them in. Now, with lockdowns over and fewer people selling their homes, Jarbo says his revenue's down about 15% from last year. Meanwhile, companies that are even more reliant on home sales for income, like mortgage brokers, are really feeling whiplash, says Daniel Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com.
They had scaled up to meet the demand during the frenzy, and now they've had to pull back on staff.
Other businesses are pouring more funds into advertising to try to reach the people who are moving. Timothy Netsley runs a home inspection company in western Montana, which has doubled its marketing budget from last year. He's also started offering new services, like testing for evidence of the drug methamphetamine.
If you smoke it, then the building materials will absorb that and hold on to it, and it will affect the occupants.
Netsley also says it's a good idea for everyone to get their home inspected every year or two, whether they're selling or not, to remind them of what they should be doing.
For example, you're supposed to drain your water heater every year.
But he says nobody really remembers to do that, which means the water heaters last half as long as they might. And Netsley says a track record of maintenance looks good to buyers when people do eventually decide to sell. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.